Good afternoon, everybody. Interview number two today. I got a junior from Toms River North, Jackie Benvenuto. Jackie, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Are you happy that you girls were able to complete the basketball season with what's everything going on?
Yeah, I was super happy and super grateful. Like, I honestly was shocked that we were gonna have a season. Like, I really was. Like, everything being canceled, you never knew.
Yeah.
But soccer was a season, but it was outside, so you never know this whole thing going on.
It's funny because when I ask soccer players, did they think, some of them said no, they didn't think, but most of them, because it was outdoors. But, basketball, it was 50-50 when I asked the players if they thought the season was going to go out because of indoors and stuff. And, we'll talk about some of the challenges that your team had dealing with, COVID when we talk about your season. First question I like to ask, last year when you were in school and then all of a sudden the next day you're remote learning, how did you find that adjustment?
Obviously it was really, really hard for me. Like, my sleeping schedule was awful. I was going to bed at like 5-6 in the morning and later than that. And we had my teachers, most of them didn't have Google Meets. So, and like out of nowhere in like the end of May, I guess they were like catching on, like everyone, because all the assignments were due at midnight. Okay. So it was just, let's sleep during the whole day. We can't go anywhere. We can't see our friends. Let's sleep the whole day, wake up, watch TV, eat, and then let's just do our homework. So it was really hard, and I just had to take it day by day. My mom became less strict about going out and doing things, so it got easier and easier. Got to go outside, see my friends. So it was hard at first, but then I just took it day by day, and it just became the new normal, so...
Now, Toms River, when the school year started, they started remote, right?
This year. Yeah. Okay. We were all remote until November, but it's obviously optional for us.
Okay. And to me, it was just, talking that, players from, all different schools and school districts. It's just weird that the state didn't come up down with like a unified where all the school districts followed the same.
Sorry to interrupt you. Liv was literally in school and I was like texting her. She's like, oh, I'm in school. I'm like, what? I'm literally in virtual. Like, I don't know, like Donovan doing something like RBC and then Toms River school. Like, it's all different. So I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. I know most of the private schools, they were in school. I think St. John Vianney was optional. Like, you could have done, if you wanted to do virtual. I think, don't quote me on that, but it to me, especially the public schools, I can understand the private schools being a little different.
Yeah.
But, when I interviewed Jess Repeat, I was shocked. Like, she said they just are given assignments and they had to be turned in at a certain time. There was no, and then, when I interviewed Georgia Heine, she said Manasquan was a little more, you got to be in certain classrooms. And even when I interviewed Dorothy a couple of weeks ago, she said, last year was set, you had to be certain things. And then other schools, it was like, here's your assignments, finish it by this time. So, which to me, I kind of like that, when I was talking to Jess last year, it gives you a sense of time management from when you go to college, because not everything's, cut and dry. So it gives you a little bit of a head start learning how to manage your time.
Yeah. I actually took my SAT and it was very difficult because I have not gone to school, I mean, now that they're more strict for North now, like we have to stay on the meet, we have to show our face, they make the assignments due at the end of the period, it's a whole different, whole different thing now. But it's even that one half a year, missing like your math or missing your English, that really affected me. And not only me, obviously, because I talked to a lot of other people about this and they were like, they struggle, it was really hard.
My younger niece, she struggled with the virtual learning at the end of, last year. So it was so bad that my sister, this year she homeschooled them because she couldn't take the chance of her, she's only first grade last year, but she didn't want to take a chance of her falling even more behind if she struggled with the virtual learning. So, she did that, but, hopefully, knock on wood, everything looks like starting to get better. And, hopefully your senior year, you're being in class every day and whatnot. Now we'll switch over, talk basketball. How old were you when you started playing?
I was around seven.
Seven. It seems, you know, basketball, it seems like kids start a little bit later, I guess, because of the hoop and stuff.
Yeah, I couldn't jump.
Then soccer and stuff like that. Did you play any other sports?
Yeah, I played soccer too. Okay. I actually used to play on PDA until like the beginning of eighth grade I stopped because it was just too much for like me and my family.
Yeah, you know, it's tough, you know, multi-sport athlete these days. It's tough, you know, especially playing at that high level where you're playing AAU and you're playing, you know, academy soccer, you know, back then academy soccer didn't exist when I coached years ago or, you know, when my sister played. So what made you pick basketball over soccer?
I just felt like I was better at basketball and I just liked it better. You know, I've been playing not only like AAU, but I literally go to the basketball park with boys and just play with them, not care, play with them, throw them up, don't care, do it every day. Cause I live right by a park at my old house. I would go.
Yeah, that's probably why, you know, to me, you're one of the toughest players on the basketball court. You know, I didn't get to see you girls play this year, but last year, you know, I was at the Jackson games and, you know, I said to somebody, I wouldn't want you defending me. do you have any other siblings?
Yeah, I have a brother and a sister.
How old are they?
My brother's 21 and my sister's 19.
Did they play sports growing up too?
My brother and sister both played soccer. My brother was actually pretty good at soccer.
Are you three very competitive when you're playing sports together?
Yes, very competitive. We've been competitive, like, even, like, my dad as a kid, like, who's going to show him who's better, you know, who's impressive, you know, who's my dad not going to say, you played horrible, too, you know, like, very competitive.
Even though they didn't play basketball, do you ever, you know, since they're older, do you ever like ask them like if you advice or if you think you had a bad game, you know, ask them questions to help you?
Yeah, I talk to my brother sometimes. He's in college right now, so I don't really see him much. Like mm-hmm. He comes on the holidays, just sometimes just shows up, but sometimes I'll call him and he'll just calm me down when I'm mad or like had a bad game. And he would watch my basketball games and tell me, like, you did this, even though he doesn't know much. Yeah. He tries to, like, help me, even though he doesn't have much knowledge about basketball.
Do you appreciate the criticism, you know, if you had a bad game, or do you get pissed off and not want to listen, or?
Honestly, I like it. Like, okay.
Well, that's how you get better, too.
No, like, I honestly like the criticism. I'm, like, I don't want to say I'm used to it, but I honestly am used to it. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't bother me. Like when someone yells at me, I think of it as a good way. Like it's motivation to me.
Yeah, when I was talking to Mary earlier, I said that's how you can't take it personal. You know, it's because they see more out of you. You know, they're just trying to get more out of you, and they know you could do it. So you know, as long as you have that mindset, you know it's not personal. You know, it's going to be a learning experience, and you'll get better from it.
And I just tell myself, like, my coaches say, I'm doing this because I see potential in you and I know you can do this and that. And I get it. Like, I want the motivation, you know?
What if your family, you know, your parents meant to you, you know, for your developing growing up and, you know, how they helped you?
Well, my mom has been at every single game. Like, she's came from so far away just to make it to my games. Like, she's been so supportive. She's gone out of her way to bring me to training. She's, even when she's working, she'll call literally anybody to bring me to training. She'll have like her friend from up north come down and drive me to training or a basketball game or just whatever she can do. And my dad also, he's been a big part of it too. Very competitive. And I think because he's been so competitive and telling me, you need to do this, that, and that, I see motivation, and that's what makes me better when he does that.
Yeah, you don't realize, you know, how time consuming it is, you know, just the practices alone, you know, somebody has to make sure they could get you there. And it's a lot different when I grow up. It's not like you're going, you're practicing at the school with your team around the corner. Some of these practices, you're traveling, you know, and, you know, all the training that's out there, you know, players are going all over to train. So, you know, it's not just time consuming for the player. It's time consuming from the parent until you get your license.
Absolutely. Like, my mom has been working like a lot of hours since COVID. Mm-hmm. So my sister has done a huge role in driving me everywhere. So like giving up her time. So I really appreciate it all. But she's young.
Yeah. And you know, that's good that you make sure she knows you appreciate what she's doing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Sometimes I'll give her a $5 bill for gas.
Who, growing up, you know, who's a role model you looked up to? Could be an athlete, could be a family member.
I would say my grandpa, because he's just like the biggest supporter of anyone I've ever had. Like at our Stars game, you can see him with this scooter. He uses his like moving scooter. Everyone knows, oh, Jackie's grandpa's coming. You know, he has a notebook, and every game he would come to, he would write down how many rebounds I would have, how many points. He would just literally sit there and write it down. And he's just even when he was sick, he would drive me, took out any time of his day, just cared so much about my basketball. And not to mention, he's just a great person. You know, he was in the Naval when he was younger, and I just look up to everything he's done, and he's just everything I want to be when I'm older.
That's great. I love when players give me a family member, and you know, I could see the way you speak your grandfather. That's great. Now you brought up the Stars. That's your AAU team. Coach Conroy is your coach. How long have you been playing with them?
Since fourth grade, but he did coach. If this counts. He was my tier 8 coach in second grade too.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see AAU. I don't follow as much because, you know, no offense, some of the AAU people are a little crazy.
Yeah.
I caught the, you know, with COVID and everything, you know, I vowed I was never going to go to an AAU game or practice, but with COVID, obviously that changed because there was nothing else. And, you know, I got to see the Stars play. When you guys were scrimmaging against JT's team, Bells.
I remember that.
I was at the Jackson practice scrimmage when they tried to get you guys off the court.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
But what has he meant? You know, obviously he's coached you for a long time. What has Coach Conroy meant to you?
He's actually been my neighbor. Like, not anymore, but he was my neighbor, like, literally one house away for years. He was just, not only has he been my coach, but we've done everything, like, me, Liv, Chris, John, his mom, like, we were all best friends, my dad and his dad. We went on vacations, even when we weren't practicing. I was at his house. We were all playing 21, John, Chris, we were all competitive. He means like way more than a coach. Like he's just been such a good person. He's just taught me everything about basketball too.
Yeah, I got to speak to him a little briefly after Donovan versus Manchester this past season, and it's a good group of girls that you know he coaches, and everyone always talks very, very highly of him. And you know, the bulk of the team, you know, Toms River girls, so it's all girls you've grown up. I'm just going to ask this a little later, but I'll ask this now. What's with Toms River that, you know, all the schools support each other when you're not playing, you know, each other? Like, during soccer season, if I was at Toms River South, I saw all the Toms River kids there, and then, you know, Donovan kids there, you know, not even just the public schools, Donovan too. What is it with that, you know, you girls support each other?
We're, like, all friends. You know, even South, like, we've all played soccer, basketball, even dance sometimes, like when we were babies, like just random things. Like we're just so supportive for all of each other. It's just like a thing, you know. I actually went to East in eighth grade. Uh-huh. So I was really close with the East girls. So we're just all supportive. Like Colleen, Lizzie, Michaela, they were on the Stars too. So we've known each other since fourth grade. So.
Yeah, that's right. And I love seeing that, especially when the sectional finals for soccer, I saw, when I was at the Toms River North game, I had Donovan kids on the side, Toms River South kids on the side of me.
Yeah.
It's great, that you girls support each other, when you're not going up against each other. Mm-hmm. Now, talking about high school, you're going into high school as a freshman. What goals did you set for yourself that you wanted to achieve through the 4 years at Toms River North?
Well, speaking of basketball, I was just wanted to make varsity. I knew it was going to be really hard because Jenna and Brielle, really high competition. And I knew that I may have not have been like as skilled as some of the players on the team, but I had to, work harder. I had to outwork them. So yep. I just was hoping to be on varsity and just work harder if I wasn't as skilled as some of the other girls.
What are some things that Jenna and Brielle, taught you as a freshman that you're able to like keep with you and carry on through the next 3 years?
Well, Jenna she's just a very versatile player. She can shoot, she can score, she can bring up the ball. She did teach me a lot of like post moves. She was just like a role model in every which way, like as a person, as a player. With Brielle and Jenna, if you couldn't get back on defense, you knew that Jenna was going to stuff the ball. Or if you knew that if you stepped to the ball and missed it, Brielle was going to go and steal the ball. They were just very, like, you just had so much trust for them, and you want that in a player.
Yeah. Were there any other upperclassmen that helped you out your freshman year?
Christina Johnson.
Okay. I was going to bring her up when we talked about your sophomore, but we could talk about her now. Obviously, last year she was one of the senior leaders. How did she help your game?
I actually have known Christina since I was a kid too. My dad actually coached her in soccer for many, many years. She's helped. She just brought it, like when times were rough, she was like, hey guys, like, let's go. Mm-hmm. You could count on her for that three. She was well known for making so many threes, in class and in practice. She was just like, guys, come on. Like when we had a bad practice, she was like, let's go, guys. She was just everything. And I just hope to do that for the younger role model, role model for them.
Yeah, I enjoyed when I got to watch you girls play last year. I enjoyed, the way Christina, played. Last question about your freshman year. Any highlights that you can remember that you can point out? Could be personal or team highlights.
My freshman year, I was really good at foul shots. I think I was like 95%. I just was like clutch with the foul shot. I'm very strong in the rebounding area. Mm-hmm. I'm just very aggressive. I just always want the ball in my hands. So it was definitely those my freshman year.
And one more thing with the now Middletown South in the Shore Conference tournament, you girls lost by one. Do you think a tough loss like that, you were able to learn from it and, carry that to the next season when you girls were able to beat Eastern by one?
Absolutely. There was a girl, I don't know her name, but she had 7 threes against us. I was either 6 or 7 against us.
And this was the Middletown South game?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was another player. They just kept making threes. We were missing all of our shots in the beginning. And just out of nowhere, we were just like, let's go. Like, Brielle and Jenna, like, I think Jenna had 25 points that game, like, out of nowhere. And, time and score, like Coach D always says, every possession matters. It's true. Every possession does matter. And I think that did affect us. And one mistake can be the reason, and it's not one person,
And, Jenna's senior year, I only got to see you girls once, but the game, it was a state game versus Vineland maybe. And it was a close game to halftime. And then Jenna just has that ability. Second half, she just kind of took over that game.
Yeah, she just took out like every game, every which way possible, get the rebound, get a layup, steal, shoot a three. She's a very versatile player.
Yeah, she was fun to watch. Now moving to your sophomore year, we'll talk about the Eastern game. You know, playing in a game like that, you know, state, you know, it's fun to play in a game like regular season game like that, but playing in a state game where everything's on the line, you girls were trailing most of the game, right? Were you down like six or something? You guys were winning, and then they came. Okay, but what can you just describe that last like minute of play where you, basically your team, both teams were swapping baskets, and then Faith takes it to the whole, basically the length of the court for the game winning layup.
It was really fun. You know, there's not a lot of those games where you're having fun and you're just keep going. Like, it was just so intense. And those last, I just knew with the energy that our whole team had, like, not even just us, like the bench, the coaches, there was just no way we were going to lose with that much energy, that much hard work. And when Faith has the ball, you trust her so much. You know, she's just very feisty. She's very good with the ball. She hardly ever loses it. So everyone has trust on the team when she gets it. So I knew that, I don't know how or when, but I just knew something. She was going to do something with it. And it was honestly the greatest feeling that she made the bucket, not only for us or as a team, but for her for making it. And I knew with the energy that our whole team, like I said, there was no way we were going to give up the game. Like, we just had a win.
I had two follow-up questions. Do you, you know, having a good bench like that where they're into the game, are you one of the players that feed off that and, you know, gets you to, you know, step it up in like another notch?
Absolutely. I definitely like the support. I like the energy. Like, if one person on the bench isn't doing it, then no one else is, and everybody was doing it. So not only was the bench going crazy, the parents were going crazy, the people on the other team, like all these high school students banging on the bleachers. It was just very intense.
Yeah, it's great that you were able, you know, and, you know, you were on the right side of the outcome there. But, you know, not a lot of players could say they were in a game like that where literally, you know, March Madness type of feeling. That's what, you know, that's one thing I was going to comment, you know, too bad it wasn't a home game at, you know, in the Toms River gym
where you could, you know, I wonder if it was.
Because I think you would have seen, you know, your fellow, you know, students that come watch the game, you know, storming the court after, you know, something great like that.
Yeah.
Moving on to, you know, this past season, I know we kind of touched that you didn't know if you know, the season was going to happen with COVID. How did you handle, you know, the challenges, you know, going leading into the season, you know, because it kept getting pushed back. And how did you, you know, mentally, you know, keep focused for when the season finally started?
Well, I did a lot of training with Roy Mabry. Okay. I did some, he was very helpful. I did some with Tiny. I just, like I said, I always go to the park with just random, just show up and shoot. Mentally, I knew it was going to be hard, but because we did AAU in the summer, I knew how it was going to be, and I just had to be prepared that anything could happen, you know.
Yeah, and then, you know, you girls could be preparing for a game, and no fault to yourself, you know, the other team might have to pull up, so, you know, there was a lot of challenges, you know, not just trying to stay healthy. And I know talking to a lot of the soccer parents and players, you know, your girls made a lot of sacrifices because you didn't want to be the one going out and, you know, catching COVID where, you know, it shuts everything down. You know, for, you know, Gia, one of the players I feel bad for, you know, no fault of her own, you know, ends up missing a good bulk of her junior season. And, you know, being the steady rock that she is in the middle for your team, you know, I'm sure, you know, you girls felt her absence.
Yeah. It was definitely hard, like, as a team. I don't know if you knew, but we had a quarantine, like, the first week.
Yes.
I actually got COVID, too.
Oh.
So, midway into COVID, my mom made me get tested, and then I had it. I had to miss three games, and it was definitely a huge struggle for all of us.
Did COVID really affect you physically? Were you, like...
Yeah,
like, did you get it rough?
I have asthma, so it was really affecting my lungs when it came to running.
I hear asthma people, you know, could get scary with kids that have asthma, you know, grown-ups too.
Yeah, and basketball. So not only did I have to quarantine, like another 8 days I had to miss out. So like conditioning-wise, it was really hard the whole season, you know, not running for, it was over 25 days, and then still having the breathing issues. It was really hard.
Oh, yeah, because I know, you know, asthma people are one of those people that, you know, have to, you know, be careful with this. How about now? How are you physically feeling now? Do you feel any, like, after effects or?
I still can't smell. I felt like every time I work out, like, the more I go to the gym, like, more I go on runs, the better my lungs are. So it's been a little better.
I think you're the first player I've interviewed that had it. I know others that have. I just haven't, you know, interviewed them. Last question I like to ask girls who, you know, players about their junior year. I always see the biggest jump in, you know, skill, you know, from sophomore to junior year. What was something you were looking to improve on, you know, from last season to this season?
I was looking better on conditioning and my ball handling. It's always been my weakest area, and I feel like if I was better at ball handling, I could do more, you know, could do more roles as a player. I was hoping to be better at that.
You know, I know we said, you know, one thing that point that stood out was your aggressiveness, whether it's you taking the ball to the hoop or, you know, on the defensive end. Where did you learn, or how did you learn, you know, be so aggressive? Does that come, I noticed, like, soccer players, they kind of play that. Do you think your soccer background kind of helps you with, you know, that, especially on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, like, everyone says they're scared of me. I don't know why. But even on the soccer field, everyone was just like, don't go near Jackie. No one wants to be knocked down. My coach said at the banquet, she's just like a brick wall. You go into her and they bounce off. It just comes naturally.
I take that as a compliment, though, that, you know, brick wall, that, you know, nothing budges you and they bounce off. That's good. Now, briefly, you know, next year, your senior year, what are some goals you have, you know, for your last season? Because the whole team comes back, you know, you're returning everybody. So to me, I think, as a, you know, somebody looking outside, there's going to be high expectations with your team next year.
There's definitely going to be high expectations for our team. Like, from the beginning, we had six freshmen when Jenna and Brielle were here. So it's me, Faith, Brandy, Sydney, and Gia now. So she's going to expect a lot from us next year. And I really hope to be the role models like Jenna, Brielle, Christina, where I really hope to play that role for the younger kids.
That was actually my next question. What do you hope to pass down to the younger, you know, the underclassmen?
Well, like you said, my aggressiveness, I just always want the ball. And not only do I want to show them basketball, I want to show them as a people, like, how to be as a person who, you know, play as a team. I just want to show them how, like, I want them to remember me as who I was, you know, and to take after that.
And, you know, I like to say, you know, how Jenna and Brielle were you fresh. That's how programs are so successful, is when the upperclassmen keep passing it down to the underclassmen. And, you know, Toms River North has a very good track record when it, you know, comes to girls basketball. Before we talk about your future, you're up for some rapid fire questions.
Yeah.
Okay. First, what is your favorite TV show?
Vampire Diaries.
Okay. How about favorite movie?
I honestly don't have a favorite movie, but if I had to pick, I love Unbroken, and I like the newest Spider-Man that came out.
Favorite color?
Blue.
How about favorite song, or if you don't have a favorite song, like, genre or group?
There's like an artist, like an artist count.
Yeah.
Like Cardi B, Justin Bieber, and Lady Gaga. I like them.
I'm a big fan of that Shallow song. Don't tell anyone.
Favorite song
ever. It's not even, like, I like the music in the background. You know, it's a good song. What's your favorite number? I didn't do that one, right?
I would say 22 and 23.
Why?
I don't know. Oh, well, 22 is my birthday.
Okay.
And 23, it's just my basketball number, and it's just a good number.
Favorite school subject?
Does two count?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. I love math and science, like biology and all that stuff.
I was very good at math. I hated science, especially biology.
Chemistry is worse.
Last question for this. When you're not playing basketball, what is something you enjoy doing with your free time?
I like hanging out with my friends a lot, like always hanging out with my friends, or I just love going to I love going to the gym now. It's all I go to now.
Nice. Talking about, your future, what are some things you're looking at, not sports related, but school wise that you're looking at for colleges, like location, size, any of that kind of stuff?
I definitely want to go somewhere warm, probably downtown. I always wanted to go to Florida, just the best location. I don't want a huge school, but I don't want a really small, in between, a good amount of people, but not a huge thing.
And I agree about going down south. More and more, I kind of think I want to get out of this weather and these winters.
I want to be tan.
I have my cousin and my aunts live down out by Tampa. And more and more, they're trying to convince everyone, my sister and my mom, all of us to move down there.
Yeah.
Do you know what you want to major in?
I probably want to major in nursing, PA, or probably something with animals, maybe a veterinarian.
Well, that answers the next question, what you want to do after college. So a couple good options there. Last question, then I'm going to let you go. What advice would you give your younger self?
I'm not confident. So I would tell myself to be more confident, be more kind to yourself, and definitely don't let hardships get in your way. And I think, like you said, you asked where my aggression comes from. I think that's from the hardships. So it's a good thing. And I would say, be more confident. Don't let people or things or hardships come in your way, and just be you.
That's a great answer, especially, the hardships, and I know a lot of people this past year, just with COVID, dealing with a lot of hardships, and people outside of COVID also have a lot of things. So that's good advice to give the younger kids. Jackie, I appreciate you taking time out today, and I wish you good luck during the AAU season, and hopefully I get to some games or practices, because you guys are local.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me, and hopefully the next game that you see, there's no police there.
Yeah, that was so funny. So I was leaving because I had to go anyway because my niece had soccer practice right around the corner. And I sort of got – the guy already came once and talked to JT. And JT, JT just shrugged him off. And then he went to Conroy. He left. And then when I was leaving, he was on the phone coming back. And then when I got in the car, literally cop cars were flying into that parking lot like a bank was being robbed. It was 10 kids playing basketball on a court while they were having football practice, never mind, on the field back there.
Ridiculous.
So I called JT later that night, and he was in one of his moods. But everything looks like everything's opening up. So this summer will be a lot better. I look forward to seeing you back on the court. And if I don't get to AAU, I definitely will see, during high school basketball season. So, all right, Jackie, thank you. And I'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem.